That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're in the last weeks of May, which of course are going to be huge as we go through some very interesting stuff. I have your information here, but I did kind of want to talk to you about some people that are pretty popular personalities, and we all wonder what's going to happen and why things do happen. And the first one I wanted to talk about just for a few minutes was Tucker Carlson, because he was such a shock to have him go off the air. He's a hugely popular personality. Where is he headed? He has a Cancer rising and he's ruled by the sun in Taurus. He has very powerful planets in his 11th house. And the 11th house is the house of gifts received, your friends and colleagues, and great gains. So he's going to make a lot of money, and he was born into a very wealthy family. He knows a lot of highly influential people, and he knows some of the most powerful people in the world. And they will help him, especially foreigners. But he is introverted. A lot of people don't know that about him. He was born May 16th, 1969, in San Francisco. And I know right now Neptune is opposing his sun. And when Neptune opposes your sun, you struggle with addictions and withdrawing from addictions. And I know that he is trying to get off of cigarettes. He has Venus in his 9th house, so he has a lot of wealth. And his family started the Swanson food on his mother's side, so he's going to do okay. He was a great and powerful entertainer, as long as an excellent newscaster. I thought that he was as good as Walter Cronkite in Walter Cronkite's day. Jupiter's in his 3rd house in Virgo, along with Uranus. Now, suddenly and quickly, he lost his job. Saturn was in Aries, and it was the worst sign it could be in. It's debilitating. And that's part of the reason why his job was taken from him. I didn't mean Saturn, I meant Jupiter. The April eclipse occurred in his 10th house, which is a wipeout because Neptune was there, and that shows deceit, lies, and hidden secrets. He never saw it coming. He has even more to face this next year. Lies and deceits, and he could also be framed for things. So I hope he's listening, and I hope that he'll take special care. Right now, he's being offered some of the most lucrative jobs in the world. But for 1.5 years, he will have legal problems. More is coming in 2024. He will be offered even some better opportunities at the end of 2024. Especially in May. In May 24, he will have the best offer of his life. And 2025 will be his greatest time. So right now, I know a lot of us miss him. But he has to be very careful because he has some scandals coming. That doesn't mean they're true because they're going to try to debunk him and destroy him. You can't uncover the truth about some of the most powerful people in the world without then trying to shame you and ruin you. And that's what they're going to do. And I just want to quickly mention Jennifer Lopez and Ben, and that's not going to last again, and I feel very sad about that. I don't know how long it will last, but I see her having another marriage. So we'll at least send prayers to Jennifer and Ben and hope that they can calm themselves down enough to try to work through what they need to work through. Now I want to talk to you about the deep state. We have had a lot of shame, and we have had a lot of truth come out about what the deep state has been doing with elections, with other leaders, what they do behind your back, and the lies and deceits that have come out. I'm going to tell you right out that Joe Biden is about to be removed from office because of his deep ties to China. I feel that Joe and Kamala Harris will be forced out of office. And it's all going to start this next week on May 24th. The plan is twofold. The Republicans have a narrow majority in the House. So the left, the deep state, will begin to shame some of the representatives and try to remove them from office one by one. I say deep state because it is not either Democratic or Republican. It's something else. It's something darker and more evil than just a party. It's the deep state, which includes worldwide influence. Then Biden and his crew will be out, and they're going to be replaced at this point. What they're thinking is to replace them. Are you ready? With Gavin Newsom and Susan Rice. Susan Rice was the National Security Advisor to Obama, and she's from Portland, Maine. That's the plan. And if they can get away with it, we may never have another election. And I just hope that we can stand up to this force that's coming in and not allow it to happen. Our country is being taken over, and it's not doing it in a legal or constitutional way. And we must stand up against that if we possibly can. Also, financially, financial chaos. I talked about that in the last few weeks. Brazil, India, China, and Saudi just signed papers to buy oil with their own funds, not the U.S. money. So in essence, we don't need ships, we don't need aircraft, and we don't need weapons to fight a war. We're already in World War III with cyber attacks and artificial intelligence. Many of us will be worried this next year about what's flying over our head as the use of drones increases. So that's my message for tonight in the beginning. What we're going to talk about after we come back from our weekly cosmic tip is the Grand Cross on May 24th. And it's going to affect us in the next few months. And it's going to do many things, which I will detail. But first, we'll listen to our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of May 22nd through May 28th, 2023. Mars entering into Leo on May 20th was the beginning of a lot of repeating disharmonious fixed sign energies. This authority will be worldwide and comes from both a charismatic leader as well as a decentralized mob. This can be very dangerous for the peaceful people to navigate. Best to plan to stay close to home for the next few weeks. The energy will raise its ugly head and become evident on Tuesday and Wednesday when the collective mind takes hold and fights to take control, leading to lockdowns by leaders and rebellion by renegades. On Tuesday, May 23rd, Mars in Leo squares Jupiter in Taurus. Arguments and disputes lingering from the past week could erupt into major chaos. Keep your passions well controlled. It's best to opt out of all the confusion because you don't need to deal with these difficult, forceful, and dangerous situations. Luckily, the end of the week brings in some very positive vibes. Thursday night into Friday morning, May 25th and 26th, has a very social connection between gentle Venus and friendly Uranus. However, the moon is in its quiet void as course phase all day Friday until mid-evening Friday night. Friday night brings in possible unexpected romance, so keep your eyes open. It's not time for initiating important new actions or important purchases, but do take advantage of fun and social experiences. Sleep in on Sunday morning, May 28th, as there is a challenging aspect between the Sun and Saturn, and that's an I'm tired combination energy, so don't get discouraged if all you want to do is laze around, read a book, or just chat on the phone with your friends. The harmonious trine in the air element can be viewed positively in these days marked with power struggles. Some things now begin to succeed with a certain ease, and there's a willingness to communicate. The harmonious trine in the air elements can be viewed positively in these days marked by power struggles. The square of the Sun and Saturn on Sunday, May 28th, is somewhat ambiguous. There may be the emphatic talk of responsibility now, but the mood is tense, and people may try to hide their true intentions. Remember, for this week, true inner peace comes from going your own way instead of trying to win the war. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or to book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Excuse me. And we're back. I just want to say to my listeners that we are having some problems, evidently, with storms. And so they're having a hard time listening on the phones, but we'll get it worked out. And we do have the archive that is always available by Tuesday. I'm accepting calls tonight. I promise you I will work with you. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Please ask a focused question, not what's going to happen to you this year, but something that you really need to know. Thank you. Now we're going to go on with what's happening this week. We have a Grand Cross happening on Thursday, May 24th. Jupiter, which is in Taurus, squares Pluto in Aquarius. And Mars is in Leo and is squaring Pluto in Aquarius. This combination, these three planets, forms something called a T-square. And that's a very powerful thing. But we have the South Node that makes it a Grand Cross. That's four of them, not just three of them, squaring each other. Typically, a Grand Cross in a fixed sign means there is a crisis in control from the top down, which I just discussed with you. So it is happening. Matters must be faced. Things can no longer be ignored or excused or cut off. This can come from procrastination, confusion, lies and deceits, wanting to cover up, hesitation to face situations because of how heavy it really is. And when I hear that, the first thing that comes to mind to me is our border, because there has been more than a crisis happening at our border. And we will find out about it over the next 6 months. These issues will be really in focus by May 24th. One is the USA debt ceiling. These issues have to be resolved one way or another. It's a great time for executing plans, for overcoming a challenge in your personal life, and consolidating or reconstructing based on the knowledge that you've gained over these past 2 years. Remember, all of this craziness started in 2020, and we're still going through it. So a climax or a crescendo is at hand. Some of this will be difficult and some of it will be positive. Stagnation reaches a point where some people aren't willing to continue beating their head against a brick wall. People don't want the hassle or to continue on with gridlock. With this immovable situation, a lot of people will change their focus and make some changes in their life. Sometimes when you feel stuck, when you feel backed against a corner, the only thing you can do is make a drastic change. I know, because I did it in 2019, and it was the best decision that I ever made. It will come to a resolution, their frustration, or people will get so tired of beating their heads against the wall that they will change direction and leave. This could have to do with relationships. It could have to do with your job. It could have to do with finances. It could have to do with banks. It could even have to do with parents or teenagers, children. So each one of you have your own situation to work with. You will see a lot of breakups, breakdowns, eruptions, and erosion. Some of this, of course, could be earth changes. This energy will compel people to reduce or walk away from or put their energy in other places. We already have an indication of this Pluto in Aquarius, Saturn in Pisces, and Mars in Leo. Mars in Leo is really going to reignite people's motivation, and that's good. We had a long term of Mars in Gemini that lasted from September of 22 to February of 2023. Then Mars was debilitated in Cancer. And finally, the energy planet is moving into a healthy sign of Leo. Mars loves to transit Leo. The healthy energy will have us stop being nagged by people. In other words, we're not going to take it anymore. We don't want to be able to be teased or anything like that. It will help, it will stop us from having conflict with people or stop trying to get a square peg in a round hole. Sometimes when you try to do something for someone else, it really shouldn't be done or handled by you. And you have energy blocks. And you need to recognize that and say, I can't do this, and walk away. Otherwise, when things flow, then you know you can go forward. The energy has been around during the pandemic, this blocked energy. So, what's happening? What is happening is that we will stop hanging around people that are not supportive to us. And there will be a big community transformation. And I hope that spills over into the cities like Chicago, San Francisco, and Portland. People will be moving, and people will be moving back to familiar areas. A fixed cross is usually about people stationing or hanging on stubbornly, digging their feet into the ground. But with Mars and the Moon both in Leo, people will begin to say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm zooming off into another direction really fast. Between May 24th and July 4th, people are doing some huge rethinking. You're going to see tons of movement, a lot of upset, a lot of confusion, a lot of people trying to improve their lives by creating change. And that's good. It's creating a huge movement. It's throwing away or scrapping all of the wasted time, all of the conflicting feelings, all of the dead-end jobs. One of the positives of this energy is the ability to optimize things and really pare down and focus on inefficiency. Hot air talk. A talk but no action. Doing things in vain, not getting anywhere. That has been active for several years, since 2020. Or before. Are you listening, Elise? What a great energy this is. A grand cross to finalize systems, to end bad energy from bad decisions, to create new systems, new government policies, and new ways and means. It's very positive energetically. Especially with the government overspending and the deficit. Things have to change for us to get out of the deficit, and it's not going to change by printing and spending more money. So, if you want to make a goal to achieve it by May 24th, or starting on May 24th, to get some nice functioning efficient, productiveness in your life, something in your life that you want to solidify, something around you wants to be no longer an issue for you, some type of control over you, you need to meditate and find out what that is. Start to journal and see if you can go deep inside to find out what your blocks are. If some of them are subconscious, it will be hard to bring them up. But that's what you need to do. Something that is a free choice that you can do with your free hands wants to happen here and wants to become more permanent in your life. For example, if you've had a job 9 to 5 and it's the same old every single day, like for 30 years, and you're ready to retire, it may not be retirement age yet, but you're ready to make a change. Think about making it, or thinking about working what your real desire and passion is on the side and build it up. You'll be successful. This is what this energy does. And it will surprise you. And it can become more permanent in your life. For remember this, without being willing to heal certain constrictions in your life, to face them, to accept them, and to heal them, and be willing to replace them with healthier new ways, we are going to, be successful by making these changes. And we will bypass and stop ignoring the real problem. The real problem is you need a change. And people have a very difficult time doing that. But the bigger question is, do I change or do I not change with this transit? It feels like things have to become more efficient. So how inefficient have they become going into this energy? Remember, with this new energy, you are creating a new routine, new stability, and a new status quo. I'm going to talk more about this after we go into our half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit some hard enough. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was.
This is full of guys who think they're mighty wise just because they know a thing or two. You'll meet them night and day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do.
Oh, sing it, Bobby Boy!
There's conmen and there's booster,
there's card sharks and crap shooters.
They congregate around the metropole.
If I knew what that meant, I would agree with him. They wear flashy ties and collars.
Yes, but where do they get their dollars?
They all have got an ace down in the hole.
Yes, there's some of them write to the old folks for coin. And that is their ace in the hole.
And others have friends on the old Candlelot. That's their old ace in the hole.
Why, they'll tell you of trips that they're going to make from Florida to the North Pole.
The fact is their name would be Muck, just like a chump playing stuff,
if they lost that old ace in the hole.
Their names would be Muck, like a chump playing stuff,
if they lost
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was. There's just too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Hi, it's Elizabeth and I'm back. I played my creation, Wrecking Ball, and Bobby Darin talking about the ace in the hole and how all these top-down people think they have so much money and so much power. And then Dionne Warwick singing, "What the World Needs Now is Love." So remember I said, it feels like things have to become more efficient. So how efficient have they become going into this? You will be creating a new routine, new stability, and a new status quo. You may have to exercise more. You may have to change your diet. You may have to change your bank. You may have to clean out all the junk in your house. There's a lot of things that you can do to make changes. Of course, achieving all this takes time. It's not something you can do just tomorrow. But don't allow yourself to get discouraged. Your inner talk is this: I can't have this for years. It's going to take too long to get all this to come together. Well, you can do it. And you can cut down or remove any waste, anything that's in the way of preventing all this revision from being able to be implemented into your life. Don't allow anything to prevent you from your goals, because it will all work out. Now I want to go on and talk about Jupiter squaring Pluto. All these things are happening at once, and I really want you to know the energies that are behind it. I really don't like Jupiter squaring Pluto. This energy is dramatic, full of problems, and grandiose. I'm on board, so now you can pull up the ladder. And of course, that's yucky. It brings unexpected interruptions, power games. People with the same goals can fight against each other for power. People who should be working with each other can turn against each other right now. It's very divisive energy. Like two philosophies about power fighting against each other. Jupiter is a legal, philosophical, optimistic philosophy. Pluto is a monetary, hidden, unseen, underground, secretive energy, and they always clash. They are not compatible. Jupiter energy is very visible. After all, it's the largest planet in our solar system, and it rules over anything that is highly visible, flamboyant, big, being in the public. Like I mentioned when we first started the program, Pluto is the exact opposite. The energy sneaks up on you. It's unseen by the naked eye. It's buried. And when they come up to square, people will ask, what or who do I want to do or be or make a part of my life? I'm going to tell you a little secret. Nancy Pelosi is not gone. She's working in the background. And I'm sure she thinks she'll be coming back into power shortly. Remember that I said that. That's the Pluto energies. Pluto is the exact opposite. The energy sneaks up on you. It's unseen by the naked eye. It's buried. And when they come to square, people are going to say, what is going on here? I think it's time. This last week in May and throughout June, to really know what's in conflict for you, to really find out what's flashing, what is a yes and what is a no. What do you want to be known for? What is it that you don't want to be known for? You know, I had an interview from some people this week. And there's something that I never want to be known for, and that's casting spells. Number one, I don't believe in them. And number two, it's very evil energy, no matter what anybody says. And I've always held to that my whole life. And I've had some very lucrative offers if I would cast spells and do it online. I don't, and I haven't. And I don't regret it. That's an example of what I'm talking about. What does it take to have my desire? What am I willing to go through to get there? Now, these energies really can clash, Pluto and Jupiter. And you're going to see it right in front of you for the next 6 to 8 weeks through the summer. It'll be very difficult, June 1st, June 11th, and mid-July. These are going to be difficult times. One day we're willing to spend all that money and go through all that blood, sweat, and tears to get to our place. The next day we don't feel as if we should use up all our life force energy. It's too exhausting. This is going to be a very explosive time, and the energy will make it clear where we are not compatible. Honor that and follow your intuition. Do not follow shoulda, woulda, coulda, if, or I'm afraid, but. Follow your intuition, trust it, and it will lead you out of this conflict. Jupiter square Pluto. Mars and the Moon and North Node are conjunct in Leo. You have to be very, very careful with these energies. That's a T-square. Mars, the Moon, and the North Node squares Pluto, and Jupiter squares Pluto. Be very careful when driving, because this is an accident. Pluto opposite Mars is always an accident indicator. It also can be sudden Earth eruptions that cause chaos and destruction. Putting Jupiter at the T-square point will intensify that energy. It will make it grow into even a worse situation than it would have been. Also, this includes the airlock. Be careful with flying. With the South Node in Scorpio, things can take you by surprise. Use carefulness and caution. Some of the go big or go home energy has wrapped up and is concluded now. And there is an outcome, a conclusion. People started focusing on their future in February. Remember, I said you had until mid-May to do that. So they're finished. Go big or go. And they're getting wrapped up and they're focused and they're on their way. Now, after the energy has passed, which will be mid-June, it looks like a more tentative energy will arrive. Discussions, negotiations, reducing costs, output, waste, all come to a climax. And yes, I do think the country will default, and I think it will take a few weeks to get it all straightened out. After the energy passes, we will begin to do the work, reducing, eliminating, optimizing, and budgeting, and look at matters as they really are, not as we want them to be or imagine them to be. We will remove the rose-colored glasses. It may take a government shutdown to accomplish this. The spiritual insight may be overimposed or overprojected onto people. So watch out for the overindulgence of people doing this. Overspending, overeating, overconsuming, oversexuality, which has been prevalent through the 2020s as a part of coping with all the changing energy. People are addicted, like they work on their cell phones and play games all the time. Kids lock themselves in their room and they stay on the computer. And these are the things that you want to change. It promises to be a humbling time. And for those of you who are naturally cautious, maybe you can do even more. Right, Max? We can be more sensitive to not having accidents, to not putting ourselves into compromising situations or positions where we have wasted time, money, resources. Much more frugality is coming in with the fixed grand cross. Some people will be going back to their signature essence, their naturalness. People who tried out new styles, new expressions, will go back to their natural way. My grandmother used to call this being false, when you put on airs and you pretended you were something that you weren't. But that's going to stop. They'll go back to a previous hairstyle. They'll go back to their hometown. They'll go back to their previous job or career. They'll go back to their previous goals. They'll go back to a familiar place rather than stay in any place that's unfamiliar. The fixed energy looks back. It's a great time for shadow work, a great time to reminisce, to look back. Remember this? The saddest thing for mice and men are the words "it might have been." That was John Steinbeck. I've always remembered that quote for years. People who have time can, every day, look back at the lessons they've learned along their path, along the life walk. People can learn and grow so much after a transit like this. It's incredible. To conclude, I would like to take the time to walk things back just a little. I would like to take the time to get real with your means and your resources. That's going to be very important over the next year. So your affirmation can be, I take the time to get back to the real me. I take the time to find meaning and purpose in my life. I take the time to begin what I was born to do. This T-square is so close to the cusp. It's just in Leo, barely. So that's no beginning. Your naturalness is much better than anything put on and always comes from the heart. Don't project something that's not really you or expect it from others, like trying to be something you're not, like spending money to look a certain way. That's the North Node in Taurus stuff. Or desperation, which can be very expensive and very risky. People who can accept what they actually have will appreciate it more. Back to being simple. Back to being very positive. You're always sure-footed when you're back to your naturalness. On the difficult side, there will be a burning away of resources. Definitely a conflict of philosophy. A conflict of how to get out there. A conflict of interest to do what it takes to get there. For example, the whistleblowers are people that took a chance knowing that they were going to face destruction by others. But the people that aren't the whistleblowers are the ones that are going to have complications and worries. And then there's the middle road. That's to be transparent, honest, and straightforward, and to talk from your heart. Because our minds aren't so overwhelmed with the changes and extremes that we've had to go through since the pandemic began. The decisions made during a grand cross transit can be very long term. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are at the end of our show. We have wonderful music. I have Annabella telling us about the silence. I have William putting the moonlight on our window. And Richard is going to play us an ascension piece. Plus, we have our meditation. Thank you for listening tonight. Next week, we will talk about June and what's coming on the full moon in Sagittarius. I'll be back then. Please email me anytime if you have any questions or would like a reading with me, because I can sit with you and help you see where in your chart you might need some help. You can go to elizabeth@new-visions.com. Again, thank you for listening and good night.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
My window. stars tonight. Will you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight? Burn on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on. Take me to my dreams tonight. Will you carry me on your beams tonight?
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up, feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world.
for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.